Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Tzadi Dalet. And we are on Tzadi Gimel Amebeis by the Mishnah. The next Mishnah dealing with the various types of cases and permutations relating to a man who has more than one wife, and he left a certain amount of money, and what happened with the properties. So we have two more daf relating to these kinds of sugyas before we get to the 11th parak, which gets back to discussing Tna'i Ksuba and relationships between the woman and her zechuyos. Okay, says the Mishnah. Misha haya nasui b'dala nashim v'meis. Man's married to four women, and he dies. Harishona kodem. So the previous Mishnah had that there was a small estate, and they all had similar rights. Rashi said they all had their ksubas from the same day, and it was a place, in kosvin shaos. Let's say they don't know who got married first, as the Haflah said. So, you know, they're all equal. But here, you know, you see the dates in the first half of the Mishnah. So, Harishona Kodemus Lashnia, the one who got married first, so therefore her ksuba is earlier, Kodemus Lashnia, gets all of her ksuba first. And then, Vishnia Lashlishis, Vishlishis the Revius, and each one goes before the latter one. Harishona Nishba'as Lashnia, Vishnia Lashlishis, Vishlishis the Revius, and each one swears that they have not gotten any of their ksuba yet. When the first one's going to collect, she swears to number two, you know, I have not gotten any of my shvua. Our dear husband wasn't matvis any type of metaltalin, didn't designate anything. So, you know, that's why I'm going to collect. And the second to the third, and the third to the fourth. Vaharevius nifra'as shelo bishvua. The fourth one, who nobody's left, she is Nifra Shalo Bishvua. Rashi adds it, it must be that the Asomim are all Gedolim, because then the other Takana that we mentioned earlier in this parak would kick in, that if you're collecting from Yesomim, the previous parak, right, Daf, I'm back on Daf Mem Pei Zayin, we have the Mishnah. If you're collecting from Yesomim, so then you only collect, Minichasi Yesomim Ketzad, you only collect with a Shvua. So Rashi adds that in, that the Yesomim must be Gedolim. And this opinion holds, as we'll see in Machlokas in the Gemara, that principle of Aboli Par Minachasi Yesomim, Lotifar Labishvua, is only by Ketanim. Okay, that's the Tanakama. So everybody swears except for the last one. The last one gets to take without any shvua. Benana somer v'chimi bnei shehi achrona niskeres. Benana says just because she's last, she wins. Just because she doesn't have to take the shvua. Shvua is a serious thing. We never like to take shvuas. Just because she's last, she doesn't have to take a shvua. Benana says no. Afi lo tifar ela b'shvua. She also has to take a shvua. Who does she swear to? So we'll have to see what the machlokas is. That is the case, machlokas between the Tanakama and Benanas. Hayyotos kulan b'miyom echad. If you can't tell the difference, all the ksubas are from the same day. As we said yesterday, maybe they all got married the same day, like the Rambam described. Kol hakodemus l'chaverta afilu shoach hazachsa. So if you know that the times of the marriage and there's times, so then the earlier one also. The Kacha Yekosin Yerushalayim shows, and this is what they used to write in the Ksubas of Yerushalayim, they used to write the hours of the Ksuba, so it will give the rights to the earlier woman. Hayukulan Yotzos Bishaha Achas, Ve'etchem Elamana, Chokos Bishava. If they're all equal, and there's not enough, so then they just split it up equally. Tosfos, on the bottom, asks, why does the Mishnah give the case of four women? Right, is that the minimum that you could have had to teach us all the chidushim that the Mishnah taught us? Says Tosfos, lo havi masi l'minkat beis nashim. What about two women? That wouldn't be good enough. What about two women? The first one swears to the second one, and then the second one machlokas, whether the second one swears or not. Why isn't that good enough? Lo havi masi l'minkat beis nashim afak av d'sheicha b'hu shapir pluk to the tanakamu ben nanas. You could have just had a case of two, much more common. Why four? Mikol makom lo havi ashmein an minei shvul echad shvul meya. We're going to have a yesod brought up in the Gemara that taking one shvua to one person is enough really to be equal. You don't have to take a shvua to call echad ve'echad. If there's any type of case like that there are five people that are interested in your shvua. If you swear to one, that's good enough. So you couldn't have known that without the case of being at least three. Aval hashta shamin and lay the ha ein nishbas rishona lishlishes mishum shekfar nishba lishniya kid the first begamara. So number one, it had to say at least three because you want to know the principle of making a shvua to one person is enough and equal, like the lashon of right? How many places in the Gemara do you have something blank la'echa, blank lameya? So you have ner la'echa, ner lameya, and here we have shvua la'echa, shvua lameya. So you only know that with a minimum of three. But then Tosfos says, okay, so then why four? Isn't three good enough? Miyu tema amai tana arba b'sholosh sagi. Even my three, one of them you're not taking the shvua to, and that would be good enough. The b'sholosh nami shemina shvua la'echa, shvua lameya. So now we explain why not two and why you need three. But now why not three and why do you need four? Tosfos continues. V'ika lameimar dahava amina dahasam hu de'enish ba'as rishona lishlishis shehi achrona. I would have thought number one doesn't swear to number three. To lochaishish kulehai. Why? Because we're not worried so much. We're not choshi so much if number one already swore to number two. Kivat shekvar nishba'a lishniya. Vishlishis shema kvar nitzkavlik subasa. She'ein nishba'as lo achbar abarabanan kulehai. In this case, if you would have only had three, and woman number three is not taking a shvua herself, so then we would know that not taking a shvua to her would be understood. But if number three herself is taking a shvua, so then it's more serious. And we are worried about that she might have gotten her ksuba. So then Tosfos says, maybe we would have thought, if she's taking a shvua, she has to add a shvua to her as well. Kamash malon, avalam haisen ishbas, osa shlishis, kigoshi isham revius. Tashi adidin delonis kabal ksubasa. We know that number three didn't get her ksuba. Hava mina, denach mitvei, v'tishba lo harishona. Maybe you wouldn't say ner la'echad, shvua la'echad, shvua la'meya. That only applies to a woman who you're not sure if she got her ksuba, and therefore she's not taking a shvua herself. That would be a woman, a wife number four. So that's why I have to say, even in the case of four, that it still applies that she does not have to take a shvua to number three, who's also taking a shvua. Okay, Tosfos worked out the details why we have to have a case of four women. Good. But my kamiflagi asked Gemara, what is the root machlokas between Ben Nanas and the Tanakama? Tanakama says, remember, there's one woman at the end, she doesn't have to take a shvua. And Ben Nanas says, yes, she does. What is the svara? Which is the pashat shita and which is the mechudash shita? Right, what's the Gemara really bothered by? Says the Ritva, the Gemara is bothered by Ben Nanas. Right, why does Ben Nanas make her take a shvua? Fine, all the first ones have to take a shvua because, you know, you might run out. There might not be enough, so that's why take a shvua so that I know that you already did not collect. But the last woman, she takes whatever's left. So what do you need a shvua for? What? Who else is going to get that? All the other women got what they wanted. There's no bali chovos here. So what does she have to take a shvua for? Says the Ritva. The problem is benana sashita. That's the chiddush. So the Gemara has three possibilities. What is the root of the machlokas? Omar Shmuel. First Shmuel comes and tells us, Kigon, shenimseis achachs mehen sada shena shalo. It comes out that they find out, nimseis, it's found out, question is when, it's found out that one of the original fields does not belong to them. Rashi says one of them is stolen. One of the fields is stolen. So if one of the fields is stolen, the earlier women 1, 2, or 3, says to themselves, and says to women number 4, wife number 4, soon this field is going to be taken from me by the Nigzal, and I'm going to end up having to come to take your field. And therefore, that's the case. And therefore, what's the therefore? And the machlokas is, when you have two balei chovos, and the first one collected, and the later one collected, if the later one collects before the earlier one, he wasn't supposed to, what's the halacha? Does he get to keep it or not? That's a machlokas. So maybe, says the Gemara, that's the machlokas here. Because the earlier wife is a bal chov muktam. She collects. Then the fourth lady collects. The fourth wife. She's a bal chov baalas chov meucheres. And then the earlier bal chov wants to collect again. Because the field that she had taken was stolen. It was taken away from her. And therefore she wants to go and collect the field that was already collected by woman number four. Could she take that field? So that's the machlokas. Tanakama sover mashagava lo gava. The Tanakama says that what she collected, what a later Balaschov collects, doesn't stay with a later Balaschov. So the Tanakama says, you don't have to take a shvua for me, because if it's taken from me, I'm taking it from you anyway. Even if you have not collected the shvua, I get to collect from you. So therefore, you don't have to swear to me. The Tanakama says. And Benana sover mashagava gava. Benana says, no. A later balas chov gets to keep it. And therefore, in this case, the woman number one is going to lose it to woman number four. She's not going to be able to go back to woman number four. And therefore, she said, you have to swear to me at least. At least swear to me that you didn't get the ksuba yet, because if you didn't, if you got the ksuba, then I'm gonna want it back. If you keep it, that's why it's more serious. So the Run Machlokas here has nothing to do with ksuba specifically, according to this pshat. It has to do with general abalechovos meuchar shekadam vigava. So again, Rashi's pshat was that one of the fields were known, found out to be stolen. Second line in Rashi, shenoda shegazla. It became known that it was stolen. Visovshi of O Bailim Vietlumi Mana. And the Bailim are eventually gonna come and take it from me. That's the kasha. The question that all the Rishonim ask on Rashi is, if it's known that it was stolen, so why don't you just give it back now and the woman number one should take the other field before woman number four takes it? They find out, you split up three fields, there's one left. And you find out that field number two is stolen. So why do you even have the discussion of woman number four having to swear? Woman number two should just take that. Doesn't sound like it was collected yet. Doesn't sound like woman number four collected. So after we showed, they don't understand what Rashi is. Why Rashi says that case? Taptosus, Pirush Akutris should know Dakfar Shigzuva. They already know that it's stolen, and therefore when number four comes, they say swear because when the Nigzal comes, so I'm going to have to give it back. So ask Tosfos, why do you go through the trouble? The Kashal Rebbe, fourth line. The Mistama, Kishamashbiyan Arevius, Mashva Shadayin Lo Gavsa. Sounds like she didn't collect yet. Mi Diktani Gabi Revius, Nifraas Lo Tifara. Vaho Vachena Kodemisla, Lamein Olokachos, Ozasada, the Bebeber Shalo. Just forget the stolen one. What are the Rashi? I don't understand. They know it's stolen. So why is it that you go through the process? Why don't they just take the other field right now? The Ein Svara Lomar. And it doesn't make sense to say, this is a suggestion, look in the Shidim Kubetzes, for Rashi, shenimseis achas mei etzada sheinu shelo ve'eina yadua eze. They hear that one of their husband's fields was stolen, but they don't know which one. So that's why you give it out, because maybe it's this fourth one that you're getting. They can't, they're not going to wait, they want to use the fields, maybe the Nigzal is not going to get his act together for another year, so they want to split it up. So maybe that's the pshat of Rashi. They heard it was stolen, so their earlier wives are nervous, but they don't know which one. But it doesn't sound that way, says Tosas, from that case. Then he caused another problem with Rashi, but this is shot number one. The Shidim Kubetzes says, somehow maybe it would be difficult to change what was done already. They're just going through the process of doing the field. Rabbeinu Yonah tirates sheichol revius lomar laosa shabair al asadet. Rabbeinu Yonah says that it was stolen, and they know it was stolen, but there's no edus yet that it was stolen. Maybe that's what Rashi means. They know one of the fields was stolen for sure, but and they know which field it was, but Adam didn't testify yet. There were just rumors in the papers that this is now a stolen field. So woman number four says, look, I'm not giving you this field that's already, you already got a field. This one's earmarked for me. Maybe the earmark is not going to turn into anything. Okay, know that it was stolen, but who knows? Maybe the Eidim will be, you know, knocked out in Bezdin. So that's what Rashi means, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Shaloba vorzeh. This is what lady number four says. Shaloba vorzeh lo aniach animi ligvos ksubasi. Not because of this error will I not collect my ksuba. Kishema oso hakol sheyatsa eino emes. Right? The assumption is that there are no edim that it was stolen yet. That kol is not true. Ukshiyotzio miyadcha v'tarel ishtar tirpa anichenu. So when it's taken from you and Bezin gives you a star tirpa, as we've said before, then I'll give it to you. So maybe that's what Rashi means. It doesn't mean mamish edim that it was stolen, but it was just error. Fine. That is all, though, one shot in Rashi. Noda shehig shegazla. That is Rashi. But if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos gives a totally different shot. Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Chananel that the issue here isn't that it was. The issue is that it might be. And it could be. And that's the issue of Benanas. That the earlier women might say, look, maybe something's going to come out and we're going to find out that it was stolen. We have no idea. That's the issue. Okay, Nira Kapir Shabina Chananel, right in the middle of Tosus. The Afilu Lo Nimseis Pligi. No, it's not mamish nimseis, even low nimseis. To kamer benana shenishbas a revias mishum chshash shema timsa achas mehen sada shenishalo v'lo yuchlu achrechin lachzor aleh the mashagavsa gavsa. Right, that's what's going on here. They're worried. V'hachi kamer b'may pligi klomar b'ma talui ikur taima shemach was oso tam mashbiya benanas la'olam. Right, so this is a big chiddush then, because there's no, they have no raya, they have no evidence that this was stolen. Benanas as chiddush is, they could still mandate a shvua based on a future chshash. Most shvuas are about the past. Most shvuas in life are about, I didn't pay, I didn't get paid, I didn't this, I swear that. When do you ever shvua about the future? Right? The shvua based on the future. It's a shvua about the past. I should take that back. It is a shvua about the past. She says she didn't get her ksuba yet. But the motivation of that shvua is because of a future concern that maybe this is going to come out. So it is a chiddush in that way. But that is machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos and Ever Benachananel about the machlokas of Benanas. Okay. Number two. Svara number two, what is the machlokas about? Why do you make women number four swear? So, Rav Nachman Amar Abba Baravua, Tekule Alma Masha Gava Lo Gava. Really, everybody would agree that a later Balchov cannot keep it. They would have to give it back. So the question is then, what do you need the Shua for? So, Vahacha Bechashina and Shema Tachsev Kamiflagi. The machlokas is, are we worried that that the fourth woman, knowing that her field might in the future be taken away from her, she might not care for the field properly. She might focus on her other fields more, and this one she might like get ruined. Shema Tachsif, are we worried about that? So, Mar Savar, Chayshina Shema Tachsif, one opinion holds that we're worried about Shema Tachsif, we're worried that she might let it, you know, go lie fallow and not take care of it. Umar Sabra, look, Hashina Shematach, and the other opinion says, we are not worried. So, what exactly is the machlokas? How does it fit in? So Rashi explains, if you are mashbia her, then she takes the field very seriously. She takes the field seriously. She's like, oh, they're swearing about it. They're very serious. So I'm gonna take care of this field. Even though, you know, at root, what are we saying now? Everybody holds mashagava lo gava. She's going to have to give it up. But still, if they don't make her swear, so she doesn't even take her claim on it seriously. She's like, they're not making me swear about anything, and she knows the halacha mashagava lo gava, so I'm just going to leave it. It's probably not going to be mine for so long anyway. But if they make her swear, so then that gives her an impression that she has a real hold on this land. And that's why she's going to take her relationship with this land seriously, and she'll take care of it. That is how Rashi reads the Gemara. Again, Chayshina Shematachsev Haravias Hazo says Hasada she gove, Dechichazia Delo Mashbeinama, when she sees that they're not being Mashbeinah her, Yada da Hadro Shlisha Zilave, she can feel it, that she's going to lose it. Kisheyitzlu Mashabiyada, if you don't say something when, right, if you don't make a Shvua, so then, she's not going to take it seriously. Not going to take it seriously. That is the pshat. It's not an exact mashal. It's not an exact same thing. But, you know, if you're mandated to say something along with what you're doing, you take things seriously. That's what we're saying here, to generalize it. Right? If she makes a shvua about her getting the land, then she's going to take her connection to it seriously. So, mashal, ma dar v'dome, and again, it's not the same thing, but it's in yonah d'yoma, and that is sfir sa'omer. Right, we all know, count with the bracha. What happens the second that somebody misses counting with the bracha? Oh, I'm finished, I'm out. What do they do? Some of them, you know, you leave shul, but if you count sfira after aleinu, you leave after aleinu, and you don't count anymore. If you're home, oh yeah, I'm out. No! The halacha, the mitzvah possibly d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, is to count. The bracha is extra. The bracha is extra. That's d'rabbanan for sure. But the mitzvah is to count. But look, the second we don't say a bracha, okay, we're machmer, like the Rishonim that say it's one big mitzvah. So that's why we don't say a bracha if we forget one night. But it's still a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the counting, hayom yom. And yet we don't say a bracha, we don't take it seriously anymore. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. You don't say something, whether it's a shvua, whether it's a bracha, you don't take it seriously. This is exactly what the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos discusses whether you make a bracha on a suffik. And the Gemara assumes you don't make a bracha on a suffik. Let's say, hafrashas demai. The Gemara says that if you have Dema, you're not sure. Rov Amei Aris Ma'asrin Hain. You're not sure whether to take off Chumas and Ma'asrin. So we're take off Chumas and Ma'asrin just in case, but we don't make a bracha. And that's the general rule. Whenever you're Mesupik, I'm not sure if I did a mitzvah, I do the mitzvah again, but I don't make a bracha. Right? That's the rule. Except if it's a daraisa, possibly, like benching. But that's the general rule. Ask the Gemara in Shabbos, I'll give you a case of a Suffolk, and we do make a bracha, Yontif Sheni, second day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, second Seder, Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Marar, all these extra brachas. Ask the Gemara, how do we do that? It's a Suffolk, Sveika de Yoma. Okay, it's a Sveika de Yoma that's now mandated, but it's still en route to Suffolk, so how can we make a bracha? So the Gemara says, because if they don't make a bracha, people are not going to take it seriously. If you don't make a bracha on something, you don't really think it's serious. Right? If banging the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah, you're not making a bracha on that. People are like, oh yeah, let's do it. It's like fun. Right? It's not a mitzvah, shaking a lulav. You make a bracha. Whenever you don't make a bracha on something, you know, we don't take it seriously. So you know that, and that's why Yontif Sheni, Chazal wanted people to take seriously, and therefore, you gotta make a bracha. Sfir Sa'omer, the rule is, if you forget a day, you don't make a bracha, and therefore, that's why people don't take it seriously, even though they should. Because the mitzvah is the counting itself. So where does that come from? Right here. The svarig being is that the woman is not made to take a shvua, then she's not going to take her connection to this land seriously, and therefore she'll just let it get ruined. Masha Enkin, if she makes a shvua, she knows the halacha of Masha Gava Gava. She knows that it's going to be taken away from her in the future, but if she's taking a shvua about this, and then she's getting it, then already she's going to take it seriously. That is the way Rashi reads the Gemara. The problem the Ramban here asks on this shot is that, I don't understand. So according to Rashi, it's going to be taken away, even if she takes the Shvua. So why is she taking the Shvua? It's kind of like tricking her. It's kind of like, take a Shvua, so you feel, you know, a serious hold on this land. But guess what? It's not really a serious hold. So why do we do that? Ask the Ramban. V'chi mashbien osa lahatosa? The Ramban's lashon. It's kind of like tricking her, if they're quoting Rashi's shot. So the Ramban gives a little different shot. No, says the Ramban, Veli Nira, right, if she swears, says the Ramban, then, Veli Nira Shahadin Kahu, Shiachola Harishan Olomar, Ad Kfarnes Kabla Ksubasech, Veim Ritzoni Shisada Zubiyatcha, you already got your Ksuba. The first one is claiming. And therefore, I don't want this field to be in your hands, because maybe you're not going to take care of it, and I'm going to maybe take it in the future, and it's going to be ruined. Lefichach mashbiyin osa. What does the shvuah do? Kivan shenishba'a al karcha shel harishona tamod asade berishus shnia ache tavo hi ligvos bimena. When she swears, that's a reflection that it's really hers. It's really hers right now. When she swears to the first one, and the first one says, oh, I don't think you have the ksuba yet, she says, yes, I didn't. I did not get the ksuba. So when she swears, it's not just that, yes, eventually it might be taken from her, but the shvua is what gives her the rights now to take it. It's not just, you know, a fake to make her feel good, but it gives her the rights, is the language of the Ramban. Right, tamod, kivon shenishba al karcha shel rishona, tamod asade bereshus shnia, ad shetavo hi ligvos bimena. It reminds us a little bit, like we discussed yesterday, of Haraz Bailus. It's like a reflection. If I do something strong related to this field, so then I'm going to be able to be machzigit, and it's going to be mine. Yes, I know. Even if she knows that it might be taken away from her in the future. But who cares about the future? Who cares in 10 years from now? Right now, we all have lands. Right now, you say, I don't have rights to this land. So I swear, and that's my rights. Now I have rights to this land, because this field is here. It's no qualms about it now, and I swear, I didn't get the ksuba, yet I'm able to take it. So the Ramban's pshat is a more positive pshat about what the shvua is giving her. Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. That is all number two. Number three, third pshat of the Mishnah, Abaya Omar, Da Abaya Keshisha, Ika Binayu. The difference between them is Abaya Keshisha. Detani Abaya Keshisha. What did he say? Yisomim Sha'amru Gedolim Yitzorach Lomar Ketanim. The Mishnah that we had in the previous parak, where we say you have to take a Shvua when collecting from Yisomim, does that only mean Ketanim? Or does that also mean Gedolim? Right? What is that? What does it mean? Yisomim. So one opinion, Abaye Kishisha says it means even gedolim, even collecting from gedolim, you have to take a shvua. Why? Because the issue here isn't that they don't have das. The issue here is that the husband might have paid you and they don't know about it. So even if they're gedolim, the chashash still exists. So Abaye Kishisha says whenever you collect from yisomim, you have to take a shvua because they don't know all the facts. So, Tanakama, less late Abaye Kishisha. The Tanakama does not hold it like Abaye Kishisha. And therefore, the Ukimta of the Mishnah is that we're talking about Gedolim. So therefore, the Tanakama holds no Shvu is required. Ubenanas is late Abaye Kishisha. And Benanas does hold of Abaye Kishisha. And that's why he makes them swear. Because the fourth woman, who she's swearing to? She's swearing to the Yisomim. Because the other woman got theirs already. She swears to the Yisomim, so they are Gedolim. So that would be... That is the root of the machlokas. 2 points. Number one, the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah here on the Rambam about this Gemara quotes that even though our Mishnah is about a case of death, the Magen Mishnah says the same would apply to a case of gerushin. Let's say the man divorces all of his wives. Says the Magen Mishnah, Benana she'amar b'mishnah she'afar rishon nishmas, v'afal pi she'ba'al likvos b'menu u'kagon she'hein gerushos, kulo nishbos. Even if they would be all be collecting from him, the same would apply. The first would swear to the second to the third, etc. That is the Magen Mishnah. The problem with the Magen Mishnah is that that doesn't work for shot number three in the Gemara. Shot number three is that the machlokas between them is about collecting from Yisomos Gedolos, Yisomim Gedolim, right? And therefore, that only works if the husband's dead. So, the Magen Mishnah says it's pshat, but then you would have to say it only works according to the first two pshatim. So, the psalm I saw a medayik that maybe it's okay. Because if you look closely at the words of the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? But my kamiflagi is the question. So Shmuel says, kigon, they're arguing about this case. Rav Nachman says, what are they arguing about? V'hacha blank kamiflagi. And what's the language of Abaya? He doesn't say kagon, he doesn't say v'hacha kamiflagi. What's his lashon? His lashon is, d'abaya kishisha ika beinayu. Says Rav Al Yashiv, Abaya kishisha is not giving a third shot to what they're arguing about. He's just giving a nafgamina to their machlokas. Because you get that, it's meduyak from the language of the Gemara. Says Rav Yashiv, Hinei ha-Gemara lo ka'amar de'abaya kashisha kamiflagi, ela kasaf ika beinayu, v'hainu demode, de'lo shayach lomar b'lashon ha-mishnah shebazeh nechleku. Right, this is not pshat of the Mishnah. It doesn't fit into the words of the Mishnah. After all, what else does the Mishnah say? V'chi mipnei shehi achrona niskeres? That was the language of Benanas. Because she last, she should get rewarded. V'i neima mishum dina di yisomim, eino niskeres, and if you want to say because it's yisomim, v'kal makom kishem machlu ha-yisomim, nami niskeres, t'achronos nishbos v'hilo. Right, if the yisomim are mocha, the language doesn't fit in. So says the elevated Abaya lo mairi mi machlokas ha-kodemes. Rak Abaya hosif, lomai de kaimelon v'abaya kishisha. He's not saying that's the case of the Mishnah. He's saying they would also argue about this case. But not that it is the exact case of the Mishnah. So that possibly is the hidden reason why the Magen Mishnah extended the case of the Mishnah to Grusha and not just Misa. Because after all, you would say, why does he say that? There are three reasons given in the Gemara that only fits into two. Is he passing like one of the first two? So Rav Yashiv says, no, there are only two pshatim given in the Gemara about the Mishnah. And the third one is just a Hosafa. A Hosafa, and you get that from the Diuk language, how it's a little different in how it is describing. Right? It says, Ika binayu, not Bahaka Mifliki. Amazing Diuk of Rav Yashiv to help explain the Magen Mishnah. Okay. Continuing, Amar Rav Huna, Hani, Trei Achi, V'Trei Shutvi. We have two brothers or two partners. And the Islahu Dina Bahadichad. And they have a din. Somebody else is suing them, whatever it is. So one of the brothers or partners goes to the Din Torah with the third party. Or with the other party. V'Yozachad Minayah Bahadiladina. And what happens? The one brother or the one partner loses the case. He comes back to the partner and says, I lost. Can the other partner say, well, you lost, but I didn't lose. So I'm going to go now fight with him. Is he allowed to say that? Or do we say no? The one partner represents both of them, and you can't claim. So, lo mati idach lemei marle. So Rav Huna says the other one cannot say at la val dvarim didiat. You can't say that I didn't want you to do it. Ela shlichuse avad. He did his shlichus on behalf of both of them. So therefore, the other partner, the other brother, is stuck. He lost the case. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish this section. Ikla Rav Huna lasura shailuhi ki haygavne mai. Rav Nachman lasura. Rav Nachman came to sura shailuhi ki haygavne mai. They asked him about this type of case. Amar lahu masisani. He says, "What do you mean? That's like our Mishnah. Why? Harishona nishpas lashniya, v'shniya lishlisha, v'shlisha zaravias. V'ilu rishona lishlisha is loktani." It doesn't say that each woman has to swear to each other woman. It just says each woman swears to one, and that's good enough. My time, Allah, mishum deshlichusa avda. Isn't it a similar case? As long as one person in the group had whatever needed to be done happened to them, so that's good enough. So too in this case of shlichus, of the partnership. So the Gemara says, no way, me dummy, you can't compare our Mishnah to that case. Hasam, in the Mishnah, shvua le'echad, shvua le'meya. If somebody swears, I didn't collect the ksuba, it doesn't matter who they're swearing to. That shvu is on record, and it's effective for everyone. Hacha, Omar, but here he could say, Ilu ana havai ta'ina natvei, I'm a better towing than you. If I would have been there, I would have argued better. I would have given different ways of looking at the claims that I might have won. So that's why it's not the same. So the Gemara accepts that. And the Gemara ends off by saying, "Velo Amran," but we only say that he can have this claim of, if I would have been there, Ela Delo Isia Bamasa, if he wasn't in the city when it took place, and therefore it's not his fault for not coming. Aval Ise Bamasa, if he would have been in the city, Ibaile Lemesai, he should have come. Now he's complaining, now he's waking up, right, that he cannot do. Good. There is a machlokes in the tour. The main sugya of this, what we're about to discuss, is in Shvuas Daf Lamed, beginning of Shvuas Eidus. We discussed this twice already, a little bit, in this Pesechta, when we spoke about the concept of lawyers, when we discussed this as Daf Nun Beis and Beis. But there's really it's a machlokes Rishonim, relating to our case of sending someone else in your stead. The tour quote, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. This is the one topic in one of two topics in this siman, Kuf Chav Dal and Choshe Mishpat. Be'inyan ha-nitva, imatzi limnos mursha. Can a nitva appoint a mursha? That basically means a representative to represent me in court. Is that allowed? Kasav ha-ramban in shvuas, ika plukta b'ini ravasa. It's a machlokas rishonim. Ika man da'amar, iboy inish delo lemese bebedina. If somebody doesn't want to come to court, for whatever reason, Matzi l'shevuye shliach be'edim. He could appoint a shliach with witnesses. L'mitan b'shvilo be'bezdin to claim for himself. Meha damrina b'Yerushalmi. Based on the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. What do the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin say? There is talking about a Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah, the second parak, says that a Kohen Gadol does not come to court. Doesn't come to court. Lo don v'lo don and oso. He can't be a judge, and you don't judge the Kohen Gadol. So ask the Gemara, why? It's not Kavadik? So ask the Yerushalmi, the Yimne Antler, appointed Antler, that's the Talmudic word for lawyer, Antler. So ask the Rishonim, the Yimne Antler, so what do you worry? The Kohen Gadol can't come, it's not Mechubit for the Kohen Gadol, or whatever reason. So let him send the Shliach, appointed Antler. Haga Atzmecha. And the Gemara then says, wait a minute, Im Nischayev Shvua, v'chi Antler Nishma. If the Antler is Chayev Shvua, is he going to take a Shvua? So how do you understand that, Yerushalmi? So the Ramban quotes the first day that says, oh, that's a technical problem. He can't take a Shvua. Theoretically, he'd be able to claim on your behalf, but the Shvua is a problem. That's how they read that Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi is a raya that you can use a towing. You can use an Antler. Alma matzi l'shevuye shliach. V'chein kasav ala arach. V'hashamina d'matzi l'zimunah shliach. And others say, no. That Gemara is saying, you see, what if you're Mechayev Shvua? That shows that there's a problem with this institution. The Iko Manta Amar, She'eno Rashoi, Shalote Sanhedrin, Shomas, Tainus Sheker, Mi Pia Turgamon. Right? You can't claim for somebody else. And then, Vahasam, even if you want to say that's what the Yerushalmi means, Hasam Yishim Yakra, Tekoen Godo, Shalola Vazoso. Chenkazav Rev Alphas Pachuva, major machlokas, we've shown him whether you could have in Antler or not. This is the 2 days in the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch also discusses this as well, and he is noted to say it's a problem. Bizman Azeh, we all understand, there's implicit mechila on both sides, so we also have Toanim. But the question is, what about this Gemara? This Gemara sounds like it's for sure okay. Right? One person goes on behalf of the others. Doesn't sound like anybody argues that that would be a problem. So says the Chazon Ish, but here is different. Because here they're partners. Here they're partners. Partners, for sure, one could go on behalf of everybody. You don't have to say that they're all separate. So that's different. Nira, says the Chazon Ish, in Choshe Mishpat Simen Dalid, that Tovei Ala Beis Shutfim, Yochol Echad Lahashivo, B'Shlichos Hasheni, V'Yavagav She'en HaNitva, Osa Shliach, Hoch HaKiva Dachad Dina L'Travayu, V'Zesha Bal Adin, Hariyu Bal Din, U'Bo Mishtalmim, Kol Tanay Adin, Memeli Yuchol Aso Shliach Bar Chaveiro. Meaning, even when according to the Rishonim, let's say it wouldn't work in a general case, here it would work. This Gemara is not a Kasha, because it is a case of partnership. Okay, let's continue. Oh, one other. Shlichus came up here. Obviously, we can spend many, many hours on Shlichus, but Shlichus is such a fun sugya. What's the raya that it's a very fun sugya as compared to other sugyas? The Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, you know, had Shas and Poskim and everything on his fingertips. He knew everything. You need a Svarim. He knew everything in the world, life pre-computers. So, two of his Lomdish Svarim, Lekach Tov and Asvin Daraisa. Lekach Tov. So there's sugyas. Simin Aleph in Lekach Tov. What would you pick to write your first major 15-page topic about? Simin Aleph. Binyanei Shlichus. That's it. That's what he picks. Because there are so many possibilities in this sugya. So many possibilities. Just to read you the first paragraph. The first paragraph in Lekach Tov. Nistapakti. I had a suffix. But here it says that he's a standard, he's a shliach. What's the kavana of the principle shlucho shel adam kamoso? Ima kavana shegufo shel shliach nechshav kigufa mishaleach? Do you have the most extreme? The shliach is the mishaleach. For all intents and purposes, he is him. And then you even have to explain, why can't you do mitzvah shebegufo? Why can't he put on tefillin for me? Why can't he daven for me? If shlichus is so extreme, so you got to give an answer to that. But do you have that the guf shliach is the guf of mishaleach, or hashliach l'adam acher nechshav rak shahamaisa asher hu oseh b'shlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses l'mishaleach v'nechshav shahamishaleach asa hamaisa hu. Don't go that extreme, but his action is as if I did it. It's not that he is me, but what he does is misyaches to me, and I did that. He did the act. He sold. I sold. He got married. I got married. Or Dilma, gama ma'isa in a misyaches l'mishaleach. What do you say? Even less. No. The ma'isa. I didn't do the ma'isa. I sent the shliach. I did not do the ma'isa. It's just that rak l'shliach. The ma'isa is just the shliach. V'nechshav shashliach asa ma'isa lo mishaleach. Rak shahatora gazra she'af she'adam acher asa ha'ma'isa lo hu. Al kol zeh kivan sheshalchu lekach mo'eles ha'maisa shel ha'acher avuro ki'ilu asahu. I get the chalos of the maisa. I didn't do it, but I get the effects. I get the result. He sold it for me, but now I, my property is sold. So is he me? Do I get his actions, or do I just get the result of his actions? All three. And he goes through 25 sugis and shas. This is the machlokas here, and this is the machlokas there. How do you look at shlichus? Shmir, baal of emo by Shoel, and karov, shliach nasa aid. All the sugis he goes through about shlichus. Afaras tadarim, right? That's the first sugi he quotes. Okay. Vaiter. Itmar. You have two shtaras that go out the same day. What are we talking about? What do you mean two shtaras? I sold the field, the same field, to two people on the same day. So they both come and they say, Reuven sold me the field, so who gets it? Who gets it? It's the same day. So, machlokas, Rav Amar Cholkin, Rav says, you split it. Ushmuel Amar, Shuda Dedaini. We said we were going to come back to this sugya. Well, here it is. Shuda Dedaini, which means whatever the Dayanim want. We had a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos earlier. It's here too. Rashi says, it's whatever they want, but whatever they want based on what they think the real emes is. That's how Rashi said it before. They have to look at all the details and try to come up with as much, as close to the truth as possible. And Tosfos there said, no, it's whatever the Dayanim want, really. There's no hardcore evidence here, so it's whatever they do. Machlokes, Rab, and Shmuel. The Kasha is, Tosfos here asks, what does Shmuel do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah, the last line of our Mishnah. If all the ksubas are sha'achas, you split it. So here, all the shtaris are the same day. Shuta d'zayni. What's the difference between our Mishnah and the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? So Shmuel, the Tosfos suggests that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel are talking about shtarei kinyan. Shtarei kinyan, like a star on a piece of land. The Mishnah is talking about ksuba, which is a star raya. That's a big difference. We find many differences between these two types of shtaros. Shtare raya. Shtar raya means there's an acceptance without the shtar. The husband accepts the obligations of the ksuba, even if he didn't write a ksuba. The tanai ksuba. But the ksuba is a raya, right? That the ksuba is not a shtar kinyan. What's the kinyan? The kiddushin is the kinyan. Right, this is shtar raya. So maybe by shtar raya, where the shtar doesn't prove anything, whatever happened, happened. So there's a real suffix. There you say chokin. But by a shtar kinyan, Shmuel says, by the shtar kinyan, one of these shtaris was before the other one. And one of the kinyanim took place earlier. And therefore, Tosfos says, Shmuel would say that there is different. There we would say Shmuel the Shuda Dedaini. Right, Shtar Raya only starts the next morning, Tosfos says. So both Shibudim could really kick in at the same time. Shtari Kinyan really did not happen at the same time. One of them happened before the other one. So I'd rather not say Yachloku in that case. So that is what Tosfos said in both of the in both of these Badim Tosfos said. Okay, important line, which maybe we'll get back to. Says the Gemara, now, Lema, so let's say this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, this Machlokas Amarum is really a Machlokas Tanoim, a very famous Machlokas Tanoim from Maseches Gittin. Lema Rav, Rav who says split it, Damar Kerabi Meir, Damar Edi Chasima Karsi, Remeir who says that the signatures of the Edim are the crucial elements in a get, and maybe even in a Shtarchov also, so Rav holds like that, and therefore, here, in our case, you're going to split it, because the chasimos all kick in, let's say, at the end of the day, and they're all equal. So that's why, and the fact, Rashi has in another element, and the fact that he didn't specify in earlier or later time in the shtar means, as Magala is Dasti, he doesn't care, and he wants them to be equal. Golu daitayu de makpidin ala kodem lechavero. So that's Rav like Rabbi Meir. Ushmuel da Amar Rabbi Elazar. And Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar. Damar Edi Mesira Karsi. And Shmuel holds Edi Mesira Karsi. So who cares that the shtaros don't say anything? The people who witness the giving over of the shtar make the difference. And therefore, we say, Shuta de Daini in case of Yachloku. Right? That's the suggested Machlokas. So the Gemara answers low. No. Dekule Alma Rabbi Elazar. Really, everybody holds, everybody could all like Rabbi Elazar, Edi Mesira Karsi. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. But here, what's the machlokas of Edi Mesira, so why does Rav say Yachloku? The question is, if you don't know, you don't know, the Edi Mesira are not here, you don't know what happened first, so which is better? Which is a better type of decision? Rav Savar Chaluka Adifa. Rav still says, you don't know, even if one was first and one was second, you don't know, but it's still better to split it. Even though, that's for sure, possibly wrong, but it's still better to do that. Ushmuel Amar Shuda Dedaini Adifa. Shuda Dedaini is better. So again, you might say, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? So one might say, if you have a choice of doing a Birur or a Hachra'a, right? Here, Shmuel would say, you know why Shuda Dedaini? Because you know what? It might work out. You might be hitting it on the nose. Rav might say, okay, you're taking a chance, you might, but Lamaisa, there's a good chance you might not. So I'd rather do something that's probably for sure wrong, but at least everybody will get an equal portion. Right? That's Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Umi Matzis Mukmaslay L'Rav K'Rav Elazar. Could you really say that? That Rav holds like Rav Elazar, Edi Mesira Karsi, V'yam Rav Yehuda Marav. Halacha K'Rav Elazar B'Gittin. Rav says that Rav Elazar is writing Gittin. Ki Amrite Kami De Shmuel Amar Af B'Shtaras. Shmuel says even by Shtaras. Michlal. What is that mashma? The Rav Savar b'shtaros lo. Mashma that Rav does not hold like Rav Elazar by shtaros, only by get. Ela mechaverta, fine. Go back to what we said earlier. Rav k'Rabbi Meir, u Shmuel k'Rabbi Elazar. Good. Again, we don't have time now, but again, Rebbe, Ede Chasima Karsi, Ede Mesira Karsi is a huge topic in Maseches Gittin. You know, how far apart are they? Right? There are many nafgaminas the Gemara in Gittin describes. Ede Chasima, Ede Mesira Karsi. Does the get have to be written lishma? Right? Do you care about the ksivas aget? Do you give significance to the ksivas aget? Rameir says no. We had it earlier in Masechta. If you find a get in the garbage. Person finds a get in the garbage, and same husband's name, same wife's name. Can he pick it up, have Adam sign it, and then give it? So Rameir says, yeah, it's fine. Ede chasima karsi. Right? And therefore, the chasima si yikr. Rabbi Lazar says, Ede mesira karsi, but Ede mesira means the ksivas aget has to be proper. Because they have to witness, a proper get. And there are other nafkaminas about muchach mitocho, mezuyach mitocho, muchach mitocho, sfiras dvarim. So that's in Maseches Gittin. Meisvei. So, shnei sharos hayosem yom echad, cholkin, tushtaros. Right, go out on the same day. You split it, the Brisa says. Tshuvta de Shmuel, beferish kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, shuvta de daini. Arm lecha Shmuel, hamani, Rabbi Meirhi, vanata, army krebelazer. What's the problem? We just said it's a machlokas tanaim. Shmuel would say that Brisa is like Rabbi Meir. That's why you split it. But I would all like Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says, but wait a minute, Imre Meir, Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa of that Braisa. Kasav la'echad u'maser la'acher. What if he wrote the shtar to give the piece of land, to sell it to one person? But before he gave that shtar, he gave it to another person. He wrote a second shtar, u'maser la'acher, zeshe maser lo'kana. The second one is Kona. So if you're Rabbi Meir, am I kana? Ha'amrei de chazima karsi. But if the price is Rabbi Meir, so then no. If the first get was executed, the first star was executed, and we assume that means fully, even with Edim, so then the first one should have it, Ede chazima karsi, right? So we're back to the kasha on Shmuel. So this price seems to be against you. So Gemara says, Tanoihi, really, it is a machlokas tanoim, whether you say shuda or whether you say cholkin. Ditanya, the Brisa says, what's this case that the Brisa is referring to? Rashi quotes from Maseches Gittin. A man gives a mana to shlichim and say, here, bring this mana to so-and-so. And they go to the next country and they find out that so-and-so died. So-and-so died. And they go back to the Mishaleach and the Mishaleach died. So who do you give this to? They don't know who died when, who died first. So each of the Yarshim want to get it. The Yarshay Shliach, the Yarshay Mikabel, and the Yarshay Mishaleach. So who gets it? Machlokes. V'chachamim omrim yachloku, v'kan amru, mashir tashlish yaseh. One opinion says, split it, and the other opinion says, whatever the Shlish wants to do, whatever the Shliach wants to do, it sounds like Shuta Tadaini. Right, and therefore, that is the Machlokes Tanaim. Right, that line of whatever the Shlish wants to do kind of sounds like Tosis of Shad of Shuda Daini. Whatever he wants to do. Not just like, not like Rashi. Sounds like it. Ime Durami Barchama. So the mother of Rami Barchama, Kasvatinu Lenichsa Durami Barchama Vitzafra, in the morning, she wrote all of her Nechasim to her son Rami. Lo'urta Kasvatinu Lemarukva Barchama. And later in the afternoon, she wrote all of her Nechasim to her other son, Marukva. Each of them want to know what to do. Also, Rami Bar Chama lekamei de Rav Sheshes ukma benichsa. So Rami Bar Chama comes to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Okay, you keep it. You keep it. Why? Because the assumption is the Rishonim explain. Mistama, when it was written, it was also given over at that time. You don't write it and then hold on to it. So that's why he gave it to Rami Bar Chama. Also, Mar Ukva lekamei de Rav Nachman. Rav Mar Ukva went to his own rabbi ukma benichsa, and he said, "You keep the property." Asar Rav Sheshes, like I made Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes hears about that Rav Nachman gave a different psak that he did. So he went to Rav Nachman. Amarle, my time oven marachi. Why'd you do this? Why'd you give it to the second son? Amarle, my time oven marachi. Well, why'd you give it to the first son? Amarle, to cut him. Why? Because she wrote it earlier. So Amarle, atub Yerushalayim yasvina, the kasvina shows. What are we in Yerushalayim? Like the Mishnah said that they write hours? Doesn't say any times on these. So some of it was written earlier. Maybe it wasn't given. Okay, so why'd you give it to the second son then? Right, you think you have some svara? Amarle, shuda d'daini. Because this is what I decided. I used my rights. Amarle, anonami shuda d'daini. Okay, that's also what I did. That's what I did. Again, Rav Yosha points out, it really sounds like Tosfos. You could do whatever you want. Because if it's Rashi, it's not impossible. Because you could say each of them had a svara to rely on. Each of them thought this. And you could have opposite shuda d'dainis. Amarle, so now Mar Ukva I'm sorry, Reb Nachman answers Reb Sheshes. No, wait a minute. Chada, da'ana dayna, yumar lav dayna. Wait a minute. 1 second. I'm a dayan and you're not. What does that mean? Rashi explains, I have reshus from the Reish Galusa to judge, and therefore mine is my, I have the authority. I have the authority. Va'od, me'ikara la b'taras hachi asisla. And also, secondly, come on, you wasn't based on Shuddha Dayani when you first gave it to the earlier son. Right? You didn't, right? You wanted it to go to him because you thought it was given earlier. So don't make up a story now of the svara that it was given for. Okay, so we'll have to stop here. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that we don't do Shuddha Dayani bisman hazeh, right? We don't have that level of dayan, but we do sometimes the dayan thinking out of the box to try to figure out, and even if it's not hardcore evidence, he's allowed to use some type of circumstantial evidence. We'll talk more about that at the beginning of the shiur. We'll start tomorrow, by the Hashem, with a tshuva of the Rush, who talks about this in an important case. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is the last daf in the 10th parak of Tzubas.